This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Sure glad you're joining us on this holiday season. I'm here with my co-buddies, Rhonda Gray. Rhonda, good to see you today.
Good to see you, Jim.
And Leo Honeycutt,
how should we describe Leo?
Bon vivant.
Oh, good. Both prominent authors, both nationally.
Hey, you better watch it. This is a family show.
No French.
Both international authors, and glad to have them on the show. We've got a lively show today. We're going to talk about so many things. This net neutrality that I still don't understand. Going to have some Christmas thoughts about the Christmas season, funny things about Christmas a little bit. And we're also going to talk about a guest who's going to put a little damper on you, the case against sugar.
Grinch, so, you're a Grinch.
Bob Humbug.
Before we do, not country music, but more rural music, Texas outlaw music, some of the Nashville sounds that are a little offbeat, and one of the real greats in music. This is one of my all-time favorite songs. I want to play and see if you guys remember this at all, going over all the years.
Name that tune.
Irene Goodnight. Number one in the country in 1950. This is the number one song in all of America by Leadbelly. Leadbelly is a great blues musician, wrote so many great songs, and this is the 100 years anniversary of Irene Goodnight. Just wanted to share that with you guys because I love that. And
wow.
There's so much.
Really interested in who wrote the lyrics to that, Jim. because beyond Irene Goodnight. Where's it go?
Well, sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in town. Sometimes I have a great notion to jump in the river and drown.
Oh,
that's
what
that's
yeah.
It's a soulful tune about how he misses his loved one. He's contemplating suicide. Should he live? Again, number one in the country in 1950. And remember the group The Weavers? Probably the best-known folk group in America in the 60s and the 70s. They were a prelude to Bob Dylan, for example.
Right.
And Pete Seeger was a member of The Weavers. And so and that was the influence for Bob Dylan and really the beginning of kind of an offbeat country flavor that had a little outlaw tendencies, and then you came in with Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and all that group of Chris Chesterton, Busted Flat in Baton Rouge. I mean, there's so many unbelievable songs, but Leadbelly really was the father. New Orleans was the birthplace of jazz,
right.
But when it came to the country outlaw flow, that was more a North Louisiana, Shreveport, Texas, Tennessee feel that went throughout the country. And so
A lot of people forget that Elvis Presley actually got his real big start with KWKH, the Louisiana Hayride, in Shreveport.
From Tupelo, Mississippi. And it's interesting how, and look, we've got a lot of southern stations and a lot of northern stations. And I want to say this. We've got friends that listen to us in Boston and New York. And sometimes we down the south get a little put down. But when it comes to the soul of America, quite frankly, when you look at the music, the original music, jazz and blues. I had a great opportunity to go last week and attend the William Faulkner Festival down in New Orleans. And the great authors that have come out of New Orleans, like Faulkner and guys, Tennessee Williams, and you can go on and on. And by the way, one of our great authors today, Walter Isaacson, who was president of CNN, president of Time Magazine, was the editor of the Times-Picayune in New Orleans, has written this new book about Leonardo da Vinci.
It's
sold 60,000 copies in its first week. Walter has written about Steve Jobs, Einstein, Benjamin Franklin, and what a great treasure to have. And I went down listening to Walter. Walter, and he and my daughter Campbell were very good friends in New York. They were part of something called the Aspen Festival that is put on every year. It's kind of a think tank that people from all over the country attend, and he was president until recently of the Aspen Institute. But just one of the flavor that comes out. And then you take the country music, as you said, the Leo of Elvis Presley, and Tim McGraw is from Start, Louisiana, up in my old senatorial district, and of course, Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, a whole lot of shaking going on. Anyway, I don't want to browbeat that. We can go up to the smallest town in Minnesota and find some talent, whether it be an artist or whatever it happens to be. But when they put us down here, there's reason to do so in some veins. But I was talking to some folks about George Rodrigue, our great Blue Dog artist. And, you know, there's so much talent. Maybe we don't get our politics right. Maybe we ought to go ahead and contract out running of the government to some other state, some kind of a dull state like Iowa or something.
Oh, there comes some calls from Iowa.
Yeah, and then we'll go. Yeah, and then we'll go up there and help them with their culture. You think that'd work?
We'll help them with their food.
And, you know, and I've kind of been down on that. I've been joking with some friends out in San Francisco. What marvelous seafood you have, folks. But it doesn't have any flavor to it. You don't know how to season. On the other hand, their knock is we season way too much. We miss the natural flavor of a lot of our foods because we pour on the Tabasco sauce and the cayenne pepper and
crab oil.
That's right. So,
but I do think crab oil would improve the taste of lobster. I love lobster raw. I mean, not raw, but, you know, boiled and then in the butter. But that's it could be something else. If you're used to crawfish or shrimp from the Gulf Coast, lobster could be improved.
We like crab boil and that so much. I was in a restaurant the other day. The soup of the day was crab boil soup.
Well, it was. Well, and if you go
to enough of that.
If you go along the East Coast and I guess on the West Coast too, they're very creative with their sauces, mm-hmm. and they'll take a bland piece of fish, for example, and make it very tasty with the blending in the sauces. There's a real art to doing that. I mean, if you're making pasta, for example, most of it's just kind of cook the sauce and have the pasta and put them together, where the real art to that kind of thing does a lot of flavor within the pasta itself, preparing for an hour or two before you even add the sauce.
Right.
And so there's that special talent you see that we don't do down here now. I'm saying that is a special thing you find primarily in the East Coast. St. Louis, the Midwest, some of the bigger cities, Chicago. I have a son up in Chicago right now on an eating tour. He and his wife are up there. What are you going to Chicago for? I mean, you know, it's 8 degrees below windshield factory. He says, Dad, we're going there to eat because we think the restaurants are so outstanding in Chicago. And he's a real foodie, and they love all the restaurants in New Orleans. They're going to Chicago to eat. So wherever you go in the country, you have special flavors.
Well, we're on a food tour here. It's called Christmas parties.
Oh, that's true. That's true. The various rural sauce pecans and all that kind of. But again, my point is, wherever you go, you can find special flavors like that. And how do we get into that from Leadbelly and Irene Goodnight? How do we get?
I think it had to do with the man contemplating suicide. You're so in awe that we have to live for.
The Christmas spirit. We're here for the Christmas spirit. And the poor guy's thinking of jumping in the river and drowning. And we're going to talk about sugar in a few minutes. How that's bad for you.
You know, I was shocked to find out that the theme song to MASH, remember the theme song to MASH?
Suicide.
About suicide. I was going, what? That's
right.
A lyric?
The only other thing I can think would be worse than sugar and jumping in the river and drown would be Ronna Gray's book, Familiar Evil, that talks about child pedophiles and killings, and which is a big bestseller, and I'm not making fun of it. It's just one of the great books of this last year. Familiar Evil, you can find it on our website at jimbrownla.com, radiocommonsense.com. You'll see Ronna Gray's book on there.
Like we like to say, nothing says joy to the world like a good murder-suicide story.
So we're garnering up for the holiday season. What lots in the news to talk about. I want to talk about the Alabama Senate race. In Virginia, lawmakers are going to try to legalize profanity. It's against the law to be profane in Virginia. They're going to legalize that, supposedly. What about the bakers? Should government leave bakers bakers alone who don't want to bake certain wedding cakes. So much to talk about today. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Rhonda Gray. Here's what we all agree to do. Go freshen up your coffee, catch your breath, come on back with us, and we'll make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Rhonda Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to Geico, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, here with Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutt, our regular co-hosts on the Common Sense Show today, both prominent authors. You can find their works on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. you know, you're going into, you're in a restaurant or you're at a football game, Leo and Rana, and some guy just starts swearing like a drunk sailor, just using every four-letter word you can think of.
What the?
And should that be, you know, should you be able to tolerate that? I guess your answer is you can get up and leave. You're sitting there with your food in front of you. Do you get up and leave? You paid outrageous sums of money to go to a football game. Do you get up and leave and walk away? In Virginia, right now, it is against the law to use profanity in a public place. And this goes back before the Civil War. If you are use profanity in a public place, it's a misdemeanor. It can cost you up to $250. The Virginia House of Delegates want to overturn this, saying, well, it's unconstitutional, and therefore we shouldn't allow that. You can go ahead and swear any place, any time you want. I can understand the freedom of speech argument up to a point, but they're just a common courtesy. And like I say, you can say, well, someone's swearing, you don't like it, get up and leave. Well, do you leave your, you got $500 invested in a couple of football seats? Do you get up and leave the football game? Do you walk out of the restaurant because someone is being a complete jerk, really messing up your so, you know, the manager comes over and the person keeps swearing, and so he calls the cop. Should he have the right to call the cop? And should you have, you're infringing on that person's freedom of speech, but you're infringing upon my right to be left in some type of a peaceful surrounding that I picked. I didn't go into that restaurant thinking I was going to get machine gunned with four-letter words. And so should it be illegal, or should there be a police power to arrest you for using violent freedom of speech? What do you think, Rana?
Well, I'm a little nervous about who's going to determine what's profane and what's profanity. Like, is it like George Carlin? They're going to give us the words you can't use in public. And does that list change? And profanity to one person may not be profanity to another. So I'm always going to come down on the side of freedom of speech. I get a little nervous about, I'm kind of glad they're going to try to repeal that law.
So it's okay for you to be having ice cream in a little ice cream store in New Orleans with your twin nieces, and you're sitting there in the ice cream store, and they put the food out, and somebody comes in and just starts screaming the worst four-letter words, and he's mad because the ice cream didn't taste right, and screaming and hollering. It's pouring down rain outside. You don't have an umbrella, and so you're just going to sit there with your little twins and listen to one four-letter word after the other. Do I get this? I want to get the parameters right now.
I think that the public polices itself. You know, people come, you see all the time on TV, people go and act like a jerk somewhere, and people just turn on them. You know, people just turn on them and go up and go, hey, there's kids here, and, you know, I don't want to hear that. So,
well, because people
we have law enforcement come in.
So, Leo, you got your little granddaughter.
Before I dial 911.
So, Leo, you've got your little granddaughter sitting there, and you've got someone that is just browbeating you with four-letter words and screaming and hollering and ranting and raving, and you're at the LSU football game, and you've paid $100 a seat, and you're sitting there with your granddaughter in your arms. Yeah, $100 is pretty cheap at the LSU football game.
Any
football game. Yeah, and you're just going to sit there and hear one four-letter word after the other with your granddaughter. Is that right?
I would definitely say something. And I think that probably people around us would say something.
Yeah, I think
And that used to be a major problem.
The person could maybe have any arrests thrown out in court, but I'd want them to go through that effort, have to go hire a lawyer to protect their freedom of speech. You want your freedom of speech? Okay. I'm not going to, as a Supreme Court judge, say that you got to interpret every word like George Carlin, but I got no problem having them calling the police, and the police arrest them, and they got to defend that right in court. So it's a tough balance, and I'm using extremes. There's no getting around it. But, those things happen. I've been in situations where someone has made a complete jerk out of themselves with my kids right there, and you're right. Often the crowd will turn on them.
Right.
But if the crowd doesn't turn, I'd like to at least...
I was telling Ron about this experience at the Denver airport. There was this guy comes in next to me at the next station, and we had a thing with this corporation I worked for where you could get bumped up to first class if the seat was available. Well, I'm standing there, and she says, looks like it's going to be filled, so I'm going to go and give it out your ticket. Well, this guy shows up. He's got this full-length leather coat on, which is a flag, maybe.
Stereotyping.
And he's got this Indiana Jones hat. I remember that. And he had two leather briefcases. Next thing you know, he just blasts this girl behind the counter. And, I mean, calls her certain names and says, and to the point where I was going to turn and say something to him. But as I was just about to do that, the lady working behind the counter for me, she goes, "Well, I'll be Mr. Honeycutt. It looks like a first-class seat has come open on this flight after all."
So, somehow we police ourselves.
That's right. You put him down good. Put him down really good. So
that would be an interesting debate to see, you know, how people vote on that in Virginia.
Well, it'd be an interesting debate under a more conservative Supreme Court that we have right now, where there's a 5-4 majority. I just wonder what some of the new justices that have come on the court, how they would rule in something like that. And again, look, no one's stronger than the three of us, I think, in protecting freedom of speech. Again, it's the question of, do I have any freedoms to keep you out of my face? I guess that's the question. You see, it's the same thing in a number of other veins about my protections against you. The motorcycle rider that says, "I shouldn't have to wear a helmet, that's my freedom of choice." Well, that's fine, but if you're not going to carry any insurance, you go get your head bashed in, and you're going to be a vegetable for the rest of your life, then I, as a taxpayer, and you guys have to pay for that person's irresponsibility.
Right.
So you're in my face now, you
right.
see. So there's a balance right there on all these issues of freedoms, and we're all for basic freedoms, and what a wonderful Constitution, and I wish it were often interpreted strongly. But when you're talking about freedoms, there's a freedom to be left alone. You know, just leave me alone. I don't want you in my face. Get out of
Jim,
my face.
It all goes back to one thing. Common sense.
Right.
Title of our radio show. That's true. That's true. And by and large, these things have a way of working out. I think we all agree. But often there's not common sense. So anyway, Virginia's going to vote on that next week. If they don't do it, it's against the rather. It's not constitutional anyway. But you can put someone through the effort of having to go ahead and defending the constitutionality.
Money, right.
And
of course, if the crowd polices them, you could also turn into some disturbing the peace charges.
When, if
a fight breaks out.
The crowd riles up. In this
and then everyone can point to the cursor and say, he started it.
Well, and you can always say, "Look, pal, take it someplace else. Why don't you call in to a radio talk show that likes screamers?
Right.
You know, you're perfect for it."
That's us. We got lots of screamers.
Yeah, we got
lots of screamers.
Yeah.
It goes to the same, this whole sexual harassment debate going on in this country. Women are asserting themselves, and they're basically saying, "Look, you're in my face, and I've had enough, and you're invading my privacy, even if it's with language, and there's no overt grabbing or anything like that." So
that's right.
We got much more to talk about. We're going to come back and talk about a wonderful subject. You're taking way too much sugar in you. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Ronna, your website is?
RonnaGray.com.
And Leo, your website is?
LeoHoneycutt.net.
Okay, and we're RadioCommonSense.com, so lots of choices for you folks out there. Hey, holiday season, we're having a great time on The Common Sense Show. We'll come right back and talk about the danger of sugar right after this message. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we said earlier we're going to talk about sugar. I'm here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. And it's interesting today. Americans are more obese than any time in our history. Diabetics is just more prevalent today, being a diabetic, than ever. We've got an obesity epidemic in this country. And some people put, of course, we're eating too much, but the whole case against sugar. New book out called that very thing, The Case Against Sugar, by Gary Tobbs. He's written several other books about on this same subject, and Gary has looked at the history of sugar. He's been a consultant, been on TV a good bit, and an interesting book we're right now with you. I want to have Gary on the show. Hey, Gary, glad you're joining us on the Common Sense Show.
Thanks for having me.
Gary, let me start off by saying this. I mean, saying that sugar is a problem for Americans is not new. I mean, we've been hearing about this for years and years, and so you got a mother or a father with their kids, and you know that sugar's not good, but it seems like that there's almost an addiction that turns people off, and there's no real compelling effort to reduce sugar. You know, we got the diet drinks now, and there's been a few small steps. They've been very small steps. Why? What's the problem with Americans realizing that sugar is very dangerous for them?
Well, there's a couple. And the reason I wrote this book, you're right, there's nothing. When I wrote the book, I thought, I'm going to read a book about how sugar is bad for you, because we should all know that, right? That's what our mothers are supposed to have told us. The point is, for the past 100 years or so, the message that we've gotten about sugar is that it's empty calories, and you can eat too much of it, but other than that, it's fine, and maybe if you exercise, you can balance out how much you get. And you think about the biggest purveyors of sugar in this country are people like Coca-Cola and PepsiCo, and, you know, sports drinks and all that, and the message is, like, look, if you exercise enough, it doesn't matter how much sugar you drink. The other argument that I've been bringing forth in this book, the reason I made it, is this idea that sugar is sort of uniquely toxic. So it's not like we just drink too much of it. The idea is that sugar literally causes type 2 diabetes, a common form of diabetes, and obesity, just like we say cigarettes cause lung cancer. And then you don't tell people to smoke less or smoke in moderation. You just say don't smoke because you're going to die. And that's the argument that I made, the case I'm making in this book.
There's a lot of confusion out there, too, Gary. I could suggest this. One of the leading research centers in America is the Pennington Research Center at Louisiana State University here in Baton Rouge, where we're broadcasting from. It is renowned as a research tool on diet. And they came out with a study here a couple of years ago saying, well, you need to exercise more. It's not the sugar as much as you just need to exercise more. And lo and behold, we found out recently who paid for the study. The study was paid at the Pennington Research Center by Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola paid them, and their conclusions were, I'm sure they were very neutral and didn't lean one way or the other because they got the whole thing paid for by Coca-Cola. But exercise more. Don't worry so much about what you eat. Exercise more. And that just shows you how confusing it can be by legitimate, what we think are legitimate research groups, painting a picture that's just not true.
And this is the thing. I mean, the problem is the folks at Pennington, and I know these folks, and I like and respect them, but they actually believe that you get fat because you just eat too many calories. Calorie is a calorie. This is a line you'll hear from the establishment researchers all the time. A calorie is a calorie. It doesn't matter if you're overeating, you know, sugar in Coca-Cola or sugar in Cinnabons and your morning donuts, or you're overeating broccoli and quinoa. If you're overeating, you're overeating, and that's the end of it. And the way you get thin is you just eat less and exercise more. And Coca-Cola had a big program that they instituted a few years ago, and then the New York Times called them on it and kind of embarrassed the whole country. But the idea was obesity is an energy balance problem. Part of the energy balance is being sedentary, not expending enough, so Coca-Cola was going to get all these researchers and academia to tell us to exercise more, and that would solve the problem. And it wouldn't solve this problem any more than it would solve your lung cancer problem if you're smoking. The problem is you got to get rid of the sugar. That's the argument that I'm making.
Good question.
Gary, this is Rana. What do you suggest for people to get rid of the sugar? I mean, I hear that the artificial sweeteners are just as bad, perhaps, in sugaring.
That's part, the message
or
about
that,
the artificial
is that the message
sweetener.
Of big sugar?
Well, that was originally the message of big sugar. That's what's so part of the history that I tell in this book. Is in the 1960s when, so it's not until the 1950s that people start making soft drinks with artificial sweeteners instead of sugar. And so America, originally they're marketed for diabetics, but people start buying them because everyone's trying to stop themselves from getting fatter, and one way to do it is to eat, to drink soft drinks without either calories or sugar in it, depending on how you look at it. So by the 1960s, the sugar industry realizes that they have a real problem because the beverage industry is perfectly happy to make diet sodas and use artificial sweeteners because they're cheaper than sugar. So
right.
The sugar industry starts funding studies to try and implicate artificial sweeteners in any disease. Like, they go after, and basically they're drowning generations of rats in, TAB, and Diet Cola. Right. Trying to prove that, because you can't just do one generation. They're hoping maybe, if nothing else, we could cause some birth defects in the baby rats. That'll really scare people off. So, and eventually they find a strain of rats that gets bladder cancer, a little bit of bladder cancer from cyclamate. So they managed to get the FDA to ban cyclamate, and they almost get saccharin banned as well. And they sort of paint the artificial sweeteners with this, they're artificial, they're fake, they're chemicals, they're going to kill right. you, and they're worse than sugar.
Right, right. And Gary, this is Leo. Gary, this is Leo. I wanted to ask, everybody is sort of coming around to this type 2 diabetes, and it seems like it is an epidemic across the country for this. Does sugar not tap out the pancreas as it produces insulin year after year after year, and the pancreas eventually just stops producing? It just, we just wear it out? Is that what happens?
Well, that's what happens in type 2 diabetes. The role of the sugar, so what people didn't realize about sugar, although biochemists always knew this, is that it's half of the sugar molecules is a carbohydrate called fructose, and the fructose is metabolized by your liver. It's metabolized entirely different than the carbs you get from bread and rice and potatoes. And the fructose, you can think of it, it wasn't designed to metabolize like, you know, a can of Coke every 2 hours. It was designed to metabolize like, you know, the sugar in an apple for 1 month a year when the apples were in season. And so now we're asking the liver to do a job it's never done before. And it does it, like any machine, it does it poorly because it wasn't designed to do it. And it ends up with causing a condition, well, fat accumulates in the liver when you dump fructose on it the way we do. And then the fat accumulation in the liver, first of all, can cause what's now called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is an epidemic in the U.S., and 10% of kids, CDC says 10% of kids suffer from it. But the fat accumulation in the liver also seems to trigger a condition called insulin resistance, which is basically type 2 diabetes. Then you have to secrete more insulin. And the more insulin you secrete, as you point out, your pancreas eventually tires out, exhausts. And
Hey Gary, can I stop you right here? Gary, we got to take a little pause. I got a couple more questions for you. If you can hang on, I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Gary Taubes, The Case Against Sugar. It's a book on our website at RadioCommonSense.com, and Gary's making the point that too much sugar, we're not listening to the message because we're more and more obese as a country. Jim Brown, Ronna Gray, and Leo Honeycutt will be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're talking about a new book called The Case Against Sugar. Gary Taubes is the author. It's a book, very compelling book, about, and the question is sugar getting its just desserts? That's, I guess, the question for us here today. But, Gary, look. Your book does a marvelous job of talking about the history, and I think most of our listeners will admit that way too much sugar can be extremely bad for them, even dangerous for them, but we don't seem to be making the progress. There is some progress, there's no doubt about that, but it looks like the healthy food industry is making in some areas a pretty good charge. But what's it going to take? Because the results show more diabetes, more obesity, kids getting more obese. Is government doing enough, or who has the burden of trying to crack down? Do we need to have government go over your calories? What would you recommend from all the your work you've done over several books in terms of the sugar problem in this U.S. and sugar crisis, I think, in the U.S.
Well, the government, not surprisingly, has been part of the problem, not part of the solution for the past 50 years. You know, when the message we've been getting since roughly the 1970s in the U.S., well, around the world, is that the problem with our diets isn't the sugar content, it's we eat too much fat and too much salt. In fact, supposedly causes heart disease, and salt supposedly raises our blood pressure. So you start eating low-fat, low-salt foods, and the only substance out there that really gives you pleasure is sugar. So we take something like yogurt, Greek yogurt, and you remove the fat, and you're left with this watery, insipid, tasteless substance, and then you dump fruit and high fructose corn syrup and other kind of sugar into it, and now you can advertise it as a health food, a diet health food. And so one of the things the government has to do is they have to get the message right, and the message is the problem sugar, it's not the fat and the salt. And it's going to be 20 or 30 years before we get them to back off the bad advice they've been giving. You know, some of it is just we get bombarded every day with these advertisements to, you know, it's all about drinking sodas. Although lately, I don't know about in Louisiana, here in California, I noticed watching a football game last night that all the ads were for sugar-free sodas. So maybe that's, you know, they really are making progress there. But as long as you think you can, you know, eat, keep your calories under control and then have sweet tea, and you're going to be healthy, that's going to be a problem. And then my other books on nutrition, Good Calories, Bad Calories, Why We Get Fat, we're talking about obesity per se in this idea. Yeah, there's sort of two schools of thought. One is you get fat by eating too much of everything, and the other is it's the carbohydrates that we eat, the bread, pasta, potatoes, rice, and particularly the sweets, and also the beer, regrettably, that makes us fat. And if you don't want to be fat, you don't want to pass the problem on to your kids, then you got to cut way back on those carbs. And this was the message of books like Sugar Busters, which came out of New Orleans. The message of 50 years of best-selling diet books, but the medical community kept saying, no, we're being told to eat too much fat with these diets. You got to keep the fat down. And they were just wrong. I don't know how else to put it. Our government, not surprisingly, made some terrible mistakes in the past 50 years and has some responsibility for the obesity and diabetes epidemic.
Of course, we had also our government subsidizes sugar in terms of subsidies, trade, the way we deal with our trade imbalances, blocking certain types of sugar to shore up the American sugar industry. So government has been a pretty good partner with sugar, haven't they, over the years?
Yeah, very much so. And the corn refiners as well. Basically, what the government subsidizes is all the foods that we actually shouldn't be eating. It's a problem. On the other hand, I'm not a big fan of more regulation. I'm not a fan of taxing. I just think we have to get the message out. And the message is, again, if I'm right, there are plenty of people out there, as you pointed, people at Pennington who would disagree with me. But if I'm right, the message is sugar is a fundamental cause of these chronic diseases that are killing us. And so you don't try to eat in moderation, you know, any more than you try to smoke cigarettes in moderation. You try to avoid it.
Gary, I don't say this to all of our guests, but I think we're all going to be thinking about you on Christmas Day.
Oh, humbug. Oh, humbug. Yeah, they'll be.
But I'm going to also suggest that Jim have you back in January when everyone's minds will be open to this topic.
That's right. I've got to lose weight. I've got
to
lose weight.
So
before we forget about our New Year's resolutions.
Then I could stop acting like the Grinch and just start acting like a diet counselor.
That's
there
right.
You are.
That's right.
Put a different hat on.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is, I've noticed I carry stevia around with me that comes off the bark of a tree, doesn't have the chemicals in it. I don't know what you think of stevia, Gary, but I'm noticing more and more restaurants are offering stevia. It costs a little bit more than, say, Splenda or the...
natural, right.
Yeah, but it being natural. Yeah, and I like the fact that I've seen both here in Louisiana and in other states where you'll have the stevia as an alternative that we didn't have here 6 months ago or a year ago. So maybe there's a slow incremental move forward, Gary, and we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope so.
Hey, Gary, I heard a couple of weeks ago a doctor on one of the national shows said everybody's into organics. We got to get back to organics. He said, I'm all for that. Get away from the chemicals, yada, yada, yada. But he said, let me remind everybody, up until 100 years ago, everything was organic. And the average lifespan was 45 to 50 years old. So, you know, he said it's got to be something else besides
organic. I want to hear Gary's answer on stevia.
Yeah,
what do you think about stevia, Gary?
When they say the average, I'm fine with stevia, relatively. I think the ideal thing is you lose your sweet tooth. And then you get used to, you know, I have an advantage. I used to be a cigarette smoker, so I know what it's like to think life would have no meaning if you couldn't, in my case, smoke a cigarette and, in this case, have sweet food. But you, just like you get to the point where you can't imagine ever smoking again, I think you can get to the point where you can enjoy food without it and beverages. I'm also a caffeine addict without it being sweetened. That 45-year lifespan is just, you know, what they mean by that, the reason the lifespan was 45, the average lifespan is because there was so much child mortality. So many kids die at birth and, you know, in the infancy that brought the average way down. Once you got to be 40, your chance of living to 75 was not that much less than it is today.
That was fake.
I'm not a big guy.
There you go.
To me, the organic food movement, though, is missing the point. The point, the problem is, you know, the sugar. It's not, if we got rid of the sugar, we'd be a lot healthier, and then we could find out what the chemicals that we're using, the pesticides and all that stuff are doing to our health. But in the short term, eating organic and drinking three, you know, fruit juices a day, because you're not going to, and having organic Cinnabons isn't going to prevent you from getting sick.
And Gary, you also pointed out, I wish you'd elaborate just a little bit on this in the couple minutes we have left. You talked about potatoes and carrots and whites, you know, white pasta. Most people don't realize the sugar content in a lot of those types of vegetables. Isn't that correct?
That's true, but that's a different issue. So there's two. Remember I said that sugar is half a fructose molecule? And fructose is the sweetest carb. The other half is called glucose. That's what the carbohydrates and starches like bread and pasta and potatoes. So the glucose gets into your bloodstream and it becomes blood sugar. But when your doctor talks about your blood sugar, that's blood glucose. So these are carb-rich foods that raise your blood sugar in the short term. And then the sugars, which is the sweet stuff with the fructose in it, work to raise your blood sugar and your insulin levels in the long term because of this effect in the liver. That's the hypothesis. So there's sort of two different phenomena. If you didn't eat the sugar, in theory, if we never ate the sugar, then we could eat all the rice and potatoes we wanted. We'd be like the poor Irishmen in the 19th century or Southeast Asians up until recently. And we'd be relatively healthy because we wouldn't have the sugar causing this condition called insulin resistance. That's the theory that I'm discussing in this book.
Right.
But Gary, once listen, you got the sugar, they're all bad.
Gary, we got to go. The Case Against Sugar by Gary Taubes, best-selling author, written several books on why sugar can be a problem. You can find Gary's book on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Have a great weekend, Gary. We appreciate you being on the show.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Ronna Grace, you're with me, Leo Honeycutt. Hey, gang, let's take a little break for Top of the News, then we'll come on back. Actually, we got so much to talk about in the next hour. Hey, listen, Nathan, get us three more hours today. We got a lot to talk about, and we'll be right back after this message.
Get a donut.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.